Chapter 5, In the Mud, Out of the Mud. Deliver me out of the mire. Psalm 69, verse 14. In my dream, I saw Christian and Pliable talking together as they were walking over the plain. "Well, neighbor," Christian said, "how is it going? I am glad you wanted to come along. Too bad Obstinate went back, don't you think? He must not have felt the terrors in his heart. He was not afraid of the terrible thing that is going to happen. Otherwise, he would have come along too." "Come, neighbor Christian," Pliable replied. "We are alone now. Are you willing to tell me again where we are going and what we are seeking? Also, how you can get it?" "I can feel these things better than I can talk about them," Christian answered. "But because you want to know more about it, I will read something about it from my book." Pliable listened for a while and then asked, "Is it really true what is written in that book?" "It certainly is," said Christian, "because it is written by him who cannot lie." "Okay. But what kind of things are they then? What can you all get?" "You get the realm of the king, where you may always live. You may live there forever."
"And what else will you get?"
"Crowns of glory and clothes that shine like the sun."
"Oh, beautiful. Tell me more about the kingdom."
"There you are not sad anymore. The king will wipe away all tears from your eyes."
"And who else will be there with us?" Pliable continued to ask.
"The angels," Christian said. "They are so glorious. They are creatures of God, and they are without sin. Furthermore, many people are there already. They went on before us. They never do anything ugly or wrong anymore. They cannot commit sin anymore, for they are holy. They all live close to God and walk in the light of His countenance. Do you know who can be seen there? Elders with golden crowns and girls with golden harps. Those girls are virgins, and they are beautiful, for they have no sin. There are also people there who were killed. Some were cut in pieces. Others were burned by fire. Again, others were eaten by wild animals or drowned in the ocean. And why? Because they love the truth. They all are very happy now, and no one there can die anymore."
"Only by hearing this, I look forward to it already," stated Pliable.
"But how will we get this?"
"That is written in this book," Christian answered. "The Lord of that place wrote this in it. When somebody truly wants to have these things, he will give it to them by free grace."
"I am so glad to hear all this," smiled Pliable.
"Come, let us walk faster."
Christian sighed. "I would love to, but I cannot walk fast because I carry a heavy burden on my back."
Then I saw them coming to a swamp. This swamp was in the middle of the plain. The ground could be very soft in the swamp. You could sink away in it. Happily, there was a row of steps which were sturdy enough to walk over. However, Christian and Pliable did not pay close attention. They did not see the steps. They missed them and suddenly fell into the swamp. The swamp was called the Slough of Despond. It was extremely dangerous there. The ground gave way under their feet. They sunk into the mud. They struggled a while to get out, but no matter what they tried, they could not get out. They were covered with mud and sank deeper and deeper. How frightened they were. Christian especially struggled. After all, he had that heavy burden on his back. Therefore, he sunk deeper and deeper. Beside him, Pliable was plodding through the mud.
"Ah, neighbor Christian, where did we end up now?" asked Pliable.
"I really do not know," Christian spoke beside him.
Then Pliable became angry. "Is this the happiness you talked about? We just began our journey, and it seems wrong already. How will it go on the rest of the journey? You may keep your idea of happiness to yourself. I would rather stay alive."
He made some strong efforts, tore himself free, and slipped out of the mud, exactly on the side of his house. Thus he went away. Christian never saw him again. There lay Christian, all alone in the mud. He tried his best to get out of the slough. He tried to reach the other side. He did not want to get out on the side of his house, but on the side of the wicket gate. But because of the burden on his back, he could not.
Now I saw a man coming whose name was Help. When he saw Christian, he asked, "What are you doing here?"
"Sir," Christian wailed, "evangelist sent me this way." He pointed to that gate over there. "I had to flee there, but on the way, I fell in this swamp."
"But why didn't you look for the steps?" Help asked. "Everything God promises in his book is certain, isn't it?"
"I was so afraid. Therefore, I took the shortest way, and that is how I ended up in the slough."
"Give me your hand," Help said. He pulled Christian out of the mud and set him on a step.
"Now continue on the way," he directed.
In my dream, there was something I did not understand. Why did they not make a road here? I walked up to Help to ask him for an answer.
"Sir, why did they not make a road here? Would that not be much safer for the travelers?"
"That is impossible," Help replied. "You cannot mend this swamp. Scum and filth continue to stream into the swamp."
I looked at him questioningly. "Do you know when all this mud appears?" he continued.
"That happens when people begin to see their sins. Then they realize they are lost. They are so afraid. They think things will never become right anymore. They have no courage left, and that is why this swamp is called the Slough of Despond. They are afraid everything is wrong, and all that fear is just like a big swamp filled with mud."
"But the king does not want the place to remain so bad. He and his servants have been busy trying to make this better for over 2,000 years already.
I thought they dumped 20,000 cartloads already. The servants did all they could, but it does not help. The swamp remains. The king did have a row of good sturdy steps placed there, right through the middle of the swamp. Sometimes you cannot see them well. For example, when the weather changes. At other times you can see them very well, but then the people are often so dizzy that they step beside them anyway. Then they are covered with mud. So the ground cannot be trusted, but once the travelers are through the gate, the ground is good."
In my dream, I saw Pliable returning home. His neighbors came to visit him.
"Hey, are you back again?"
"Nice," said some of them. "Good for you that you came back."
Others shook their head. "You are foolish that you dared to go along with Christian."
Others mocked. "First you go along, and as soon as you are by the first mud puddle, you desert Christian. You coward."
At first, Pliable said nothing,
After that, he started talking back. Then they stopped. They did mock Christian for a while, though. Explanation. Pliable would like to go to heaven, but when it became difficult, when everything did not go well for a moment, he wanted to go back. Then he wanted nothing to do with the way to heaven anymore. Then he went back to his former sins. But if you are a true Christian, then you cannot go back. Neither can you deliver yourself from troubles. Still, God does not leave you to yourself. What a miracle that the Lord helps you out of the troubles, for he sends a helper. That helper is a child or a servant of God who helps you out of your distress. Then you see that you did not pay attention to the sure word of God, to everything the Lord promised. For that reason, you started to doubt everything, but God helped.